I think that's probably the best introduction I've ever gotten. That was awesome. Thank you. Yeah, so like you said, my name's Chris. I grew up in Calgary. And I'm here with Renee, another volunteer, and my fiance. I want to just tell you a little bit about Teen Challenge, a little bit about the work that's done there. I went through the program in 2023, and so I'll share a little bit about my story a little later on here as well. As you said, Teen Challenge was founded by David Wilkerson. It was back in 1960, and it was helping street gang youths find freedom from addiction and hope in Jesus Christ. So at Teen Challenge, it's a 12-month faith-based program with an extremely high success rate compared to secular programs. We all know the reason for that, for the hope in Jesus Christ. So we serve men and women 18 years older and up. Thanks to our generous church partners, we have 9 men and women centers across Canada. So this Teen Challenge was actually started in the U.S. There, but it's gone worldwide. There's centers all over. According to the Canadian Mental Health Association, over 6 million Canadians will struggle with addiction at some point in their lives. In Alberta, there are over 1,000 opioid-related deaths every year. And I'm sure a lot of you know people, almost everyone knows someone close to them, whether it's family, whether it's friends, that have been touched by addiction. Every day in Alberta, 5 or more men and women are losing lives due to their addiction. These are our mothers, our fathers, our precious sons and daughters, and our friends, people from all walks of life. So as we know, the need is very great. There's no physical, mental, or psychological freedom from cure for addiction that we've found. The narcotics, especially the synthetic ones, are extremely strong. Just a small grain of fentanyl can kill an adult. But there's good news. Every year through Teen Challenge, we see hundreds of people freed from addiction every year, finding hope in Jesus Christ. At Teen Challenge, we believe that the only thing strong enough to destroy addictions is the saving grace of Jesus. Amen to that, yeah. So only Jesus can fill our voids and heal our pain, and that is what we strive to do. With your help in prayers and to help our students understand what Jesus did for them so that we can receive the healing and hope. Ephesians 4 says, throw off your old sinful nature and your former ways of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. At Teen Challenge, we provide a safe environment to mentor our students and help them become disciples of Jesus. It's not easy. When they come in, you know, they're giving up their cell phone, their internet access, everything like that. So the idea is really just completely transforming our minds, right? Some people say it's like moving into a house with your pastor for 12 months. It's pretty intense, and, you know, you have to be ready for change. But it's truly life-changing. By the time the students graduate, have walked through the Bible chronologically, written study reports on several New Testament books, and they also complete homework on a bunch of spiritual and topical books as well. So this all happens throughout engaging classes with our spiritual formations coach. Each client is given weekly sessions with a counselor. They've got morning devotions set out every day, and then group devotions almost every evening. So it's very structured, because as we know, when people are, you know, doing whatever they want, they're struggling with addiction, one of the biggest things they lose is structure in their life. And so we're trying to give that back. The Alberta Center is completely self-sufficient. So all the men are taking care of all the yard work, all the cleaning around the center. I don't know if we've got the photo there. Yeah. So we're extremely blessed to have this center on the right here. On the left is the old center you probably would have known with Greg in there as well. But that was a 12-men center, and there was 2 bunk beds in every room. The men could reach across and touch them. They couldn't be changing in the room at the same time. We've been blessed to, even through COVID, to be able to upgrade the center. On the very back there is the bunkhouse. So we now have 24 men, 24 beds in there. So we're able to handle twice the capacity of men for half the cost. We've got a beautiful full-size gym in there, a classroom with computers for the men to look up all their Bible work, to type out their studies. Classroom, it's absolutely just such a big blessing. If you spoke to the students, they'd be able to attest for the love that they feel as they walk into the center. We'd love to have any of you guys out. If you come and grab the information to see one of the graduations, it's truly an amazing time. So at this time, I'd like to introduce our first testimony. If you could play Laura's testimony there. That's such a beautiful story. Now I'd like to share a little bit about my story with you today as well. So as I said, my name's Chris. I grew up in Calgary. I'm 28 years old. And I had an awesome upbringing in a Christian home with two loving parents and two brothers as well. As you can imagine, it was a pretty hectic household. I was a pretty mischievous kid and got in some trouble with my friends throughout my teen years. I had a handful of suspensions, but I was always surrounded in the church with my family, and I was always so full of energy and looking to do whatever brought the most adrenaline. I always wanted to be out and about as much as I could. I'll fast forward to the senior year of my high school. My family had decided to move to Winnipeg for my father's church. My father was a youth pastor, and this was a lot. Change was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I felt really lonely as we moved, which was a completely new experience for me. So I spent all the times on the courts playing basketball and listening to music. After high school, I had the opportunity to work at a Christian summer camp at a year-round outdoor education center. Now, that was an amazing experience to me. I got to know who God was and definitely got to experience him. But I never got to know, put in the work to know him personally. Slowly, I started to live a double life throughout that time, involved in partying on the weekends, and then church on Sunday and back to camp for the work week. Now, we all know you can't serve two masters, and the double life doesn't work forever. Eventually, that reckless lifestyle landed me a DUI back in 2016. That was a hard time for me, and I can remember sitting in the police vehicle and the officer asking me where I worked, and he knew that Christian summer camp that I was working at, and I felt so much shame in that moment. So I decided to move back to Calgary to live with my parents. Unfortunately, I was lost. I still had this void in my heart, and I was seeking happiness in the wrong places. Shortly after moving back, I went into that same cycle again and eventually had to part ways with my parents as they couldn't handle me living in their home. I was always a very independent person, and I eventually withdrew from the church completely, became more self-centered, and started experimenting with harder drugs. I was instantly drawn to that synthetic happiness that hard drugs provided. In 2018, I got a position serving and bartending. Now, the lifestyle of that was definitely not what I needed, and it was constantly going out with coworkers. Later down the road, I dealt with a broken engagement. It was after that time that cocaine became everything to me. It became my crutch and my focus on my mind every day to bring me happiness. I got myself into a financial hole and rationalized selling drugs to get out of it. I soon realized that all that did was fund my drug habit. This changed me as a person a lot. I became cold and lost all the people around me that I cared about. I became a person that I couldn't look in the mirror anymore. I was living downtown, staying up days at a time, and crashing and doing it over again, hurting myself and hurting others while chasing that moment-to-moment happiness. I can remember that time and having such a real fear of death. I knew that Lord was real, but deep down I just tried to push it away and I would just drown out those feelings, but I was truly afraid of what would happen if I passed away. A lot of the things I was doing at the time was a blur, and I couldn't pull myself to look ahead at the time. I do remember one time being out at the bar, and I just walked away. I don't even remember why, and I called my father, and I hadn't talked to him in a long time. And I just broke down on the phone with him. And I remember he came to pick me up, and him and my mother, and they just loved on me. They were just present, and I knew that was a call from deep inside that I needed some help. Eventually, I hit rock bottom. I started to move past boundaries that I never could have saw myself pass. I accepted a meeting that my father had set up with Carrie from Teen Challenge. He came and sat with me one morning and helped me see some light. It took a little while after that seed was planted, but eventually I got into the program in January of 2023. Man, has this ministry changed my life. Soon after starting Teen Challenge, we attended a course called Father Heart of God that they do with YWAM. And I remember going through that and truly seeing what God says about who I am and how he sees me. Like Laura said, I didn't have to find my identity in my actions. I had that habit of wrapping those up with the things that I had done was who I was. And this was a huge turning point for me. After that, I was able to start changing. God was able to start changing my heart, and I could let him in through the doors. I remember telling my spiritual formations coach about that, and he brought me to Ezekiel 36, 24 to 27. It says, I'll take you from the nations, and I will gather you from all the countries, and I'll bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be cleaned from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove your heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. That hit home for me, and I got a renewed sense of who I was. Growing and working toward becoming a man of integrity after God's heart. A couple nights later, I remember sitting in my room and just recommitting my life to the Lord. I just cried out. I told him, I don't know if I was ever fully Christian or what, but I want there to be no doubts and no questions moving forwards. I graduated from the program in January of 2024. I was blessed to be able to stay on in a phase four and work back with him as a community support worker. I gained hope and aspirations for my future, a solid foundation to stand on with my Heavenly Father, to fight temptations and work toward the plan that God has for me, free from the hold of addiction. God graciously gifted me a beautiful Christian woman. New job and a new life. And I'm forever grateful for the work that he did through Teen Challenge. I want to end off with Romans 15, 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. So, Teen Challenge, we do outreaches for a couple of reasons, and one of the main ones is just to get out the word of Teen Challenge, and that's why I do this. Because I know that there's a lot of men and women that need it as well. So you know that most addictions programs only have a 5 to 10% success rate. Teen Challenge has a 50% success rate. That means that 5 years post-grad, 50% of our graduates are clean, sober, and contributing members of society. And we give all the glory to Jesus. Amen to that. So I want to invite you to come and see us at the back. Teen Challenge makes it very easy for people to get in. We'll give you a number, and all that person has to do is call that number. And they'll give them some paperwork and things to do and get them to the closest center as possible. We'll pick them up. It doesn't matter if they're across the country. We'll get them where they need to be. My brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for having us today. And I pray that our updates and stories have encouraged you and that you will realize how much your prayers are doing. Thank you. This time I'll give it back to the pastor.